We like to revisit our favorite movies or books. When we do so, we often find something we missed, or maybe a nuance that didn't strike us on previous occasions. During Advent, we begin telling the story of our redemption, or as the Gospel puts it, our liberation. In each retelling, new dimensions can stand out for us, depending on what is happening in our lives. It could be a reinforced sense of hope. It could be a renewed sense of wonder and awe, arising from the moving story of the circumstances of Jesus' birth. But whatever it is, it comes from a great story. And it is a great story, and greater still because we each have a role in it. Not just a walk-on role, but a key role, because our liberation, our redemption, comes as a result of God's love for each person. Pope Benedict put it beautifully when he said, "Each one of us is the result of a thought of God. Each one of us is willed. Each one of us is loved. Each one of us is necessary." During Advent, we prepare to celebrate the wonderful event of Christ's birth. There are different ways of preparing. Some will read the story of Bethlehem to their children and grandchildren. They will enter the story in their imagination and their prayer and draw from it a sense of wonder. Some will light their Advent candles. They will reflect on the theme of moving from darkness to light and draw hope from the presence of God with them. During Advent, we look again at how being a follower of Jesus influences how we live. Each one of us has an important role to play because we are part of God's plan. In these days, we thank God for the coming of His Son among us. We thank Him for the gift of life, and we thank Him for being with us.